the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything. Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms round me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing. Down the street, got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need.
Oh, no.
And nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need. Everything I need, nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need, nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Oh, everything I need, and nothing that I don't.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
From ABC News, this is Michelle Franzen. Four Democratic U.S. mayors called to testify before the GOP-controlled House Oversight Committee today over their sanctuary status as the Trump administration pushes to deport undocumented immigrants. New York Mayor Eric Adams telling lawmakers part of fighting crime in his city includes creating a safe environment for people to report crimes.
I must create an atmosphere that allows every law-abiding resident, documented or not, to access vital services without fear of being turned over to federal authorities.
Mayors of Boston, Chicago, and Denver also testifying. The tariff trade war ramping up. China leaders responding today saying it's ready to fight any type of war and fight to the end. Lawmakers are offering condolences after the sudden passing of Democratic Congressman Sylvester Turner of Texas. He attended President Trump's joint address of Congress last night. The cause of death has not been disclosed. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in Florida have opened a new criminal investigation into the Tate brothers charged with sex trafficking overseas.
Florida's attorney general opening a criminal investigation into American brothers Andrew and Tristan Tate, who are charged with human trafficking in Europe. The Florida AG saying, based on a thorough review of the evidence, I've directed the Office of Statewide Prosecution to execute search warrants and issue subpoenas in the now active criminal investigation into the Tate brothers. The two social media influencers with millions of followers were arrested in 2022 and indicted in Romania on charges of luring women to that country for sexual exploitation.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. Google Messages have introduced an AI-powered scam detection tool. The feature monitors what may start out as innocent texts for suspicious patterns. The tool then sends out a warning. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you the most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect until 3 o'clock. With snow winding down this afternoon, the winds are whipping, gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures tonight down to the teens. It's also blowing and drifting some of that snow around, making it hard to see. Get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect, 1-800-217-9129. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. New Trump administration tariffs on Wisconsin's largest trading partners. President Trump has imposed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and doubled the tariff on China to 20%. Wisconsin's largest foreign market in 2024 was Canada. $7.9 billion worth of goods exported there represented 29% of the state's total exports. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blames Republicans in Congress for not opposing the Trump administration on tariffs. During a WIS Politics luncheon in Madison, Evers said the impacts on Wisconsin will be significant. And new Republican-authored legislation aims to reform pharmacy benefit managers, lower drug costs, and increase pharmacy access. The Cole Act is named after Cole Schmitneck, who died from an asthma attack after he couldn't afford his inhaler when the out-of-pocket price increased nearly $500. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm's Bucket Sale is back. You know the drill. Pick up a Fleet Farm 5-gallon bucket for only $3.99. Then save 15% on everything you can fit inside, including clearance. That's right. Any qualifying items you can fit in the bucket are 15% off. So come on in and load up on savings during Fleet Farm's Bucket Sale. Now through March 5th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Clinics and Tri-County Community Hospital, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, and Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. An Elk Mound business owner was sentenced to a year in federal prison for not paying federal employment taxes. According to the Department of Justice, between 2017 and 2021, Deanna Hines, owner of Jade Excavation and Trucking, deducted nearly $400,000 in federal employment taxes, but kept the money for herself. Along with the prison sentence, Hines was ordered to pay $482,000 in restitution. A barn and meat shop are a total loss after a fire in Bloomer. According to Bloomer Fire Department, firefighters responded to the fire at 19533 Highway 40 early Monday morning. When crews arrived, they found the barn and meat shop engulfed. Both were a total loss. A home on the property was not damaged. The La Crosse City Planning Commission committee has taken the Monitor Street Fire Station off of the surplus list. That means for the time being, the property will not be sold. Then the La Crosse Fire Department can use the station for storage. This will be a big resource for the department because Station 3 will be under new renovations. Once Station 3 is completed, the commission will then declare the surplus on the Monitor Street location. Legislation authored by Dodgeville Republican Tom Novak and Senate President Mary Velkowski is named after Cole Schmitnick, who died from an asthma attack after he couldn't afford his inhaler when the out-of-pocket price increased nearly $500. Larry Crowley, a pharmacist in South Central Wisconsin, says he's witnessed patients facing exorbitant copays for medications that they cannot afford and then are forced into impossible decisions about their health. Novak and Velkowski say the legislation will lower drug costs, increase transparency, and increase pharmacy safety and access. You're listening to WRDN News.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
A Minnesota man has died from his injuries after a one-vehicle accident in Martell Township on February 12th. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, 42-year-old Andrew Thompson of St. Paul passed away yesterday due to his injuries. On February 12th, Thompson lost control of his vehicle on Highway 63 and struck a tree. A New Richmond man has been arrested after his wife was found dead in rural Polk County. According to New Richmond police, officers were sent to the home of Gordon and Mary Lasco for a possible domestic disturbance and welfare check on Mary. She wasn't found at the home, but officers found her dead in a rural area. Gordon Lasco was arrested and has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation, and hiding a corpse. A Birchwood clinic is closing with plans to merge with a new Rice Lake facility. North Lake says the facility opened in January and the Birchwood clinic would be fully moved in by June. The clinic says it will work with patients who are concerned about transportation to the new location. The Rice Lake facility will be expanded and offer services including behavioral health, dentistry, speech therapy, and pediatric physical therapy by early this summer. Starting May 7th, anyone over the age of 18 who would like to travel will need to have a real ID. Officials from the Wisconsin DMV and TSA held a news conference yesterday. Officials said over 60% of Wisconsin residents already have updated to the real ID. To know if you have a real ID, look for the star at the top right-hand corner of your ID. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is proposing to manage spongy moth infestations this summer in Winona County. Spongy moths are ranked among America's most destructive tree pests and can cause significant environmental and economic impacts. The leaf-eating insects have been attributed to millions of dollars in damage to forests across the nation. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The March for Meals campaign is back for another year. This is put on by the Eau Claire County Aging and Disability Resource Center. March for Meals supports Meals on Wheels, who receive their funding from the Older Americans Act and donations from participants who receive services. The campaign adds additional funds for the program. If you would like to make a donation for March for Meals, call the Aging and Disability Resource Center. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect until 3 o'clock. With snow winding down this afternoon, the winds are whipping, gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures tonight down to the teens. It's also blowing and drifting some of that snow around, making it hard to see. Get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect, 1-800-217-9129. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. I mean, you time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Giannis Antetokounmpo tallied his seventh triple-double of the season with 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. Lead the Bucks to a 127-121 victory over the Hawks in Atlanta. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the Bucks' third straight win and eighth in their last 10 games as they moved to a season-best 10 games over 500. Damian Lillard added 23, Kyle Kuzma 17, Gary Trent Jr. and Kevin Porter Jr. had 15 each. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We're really starting to execute. I would say the biggest change in us is that, you know, did it in Dallas. We really coming out of timeouts, running good stuff. You know, the Kuz three-point play. There's a second option to that we never even got to. That's where, like, being advanced, run it again and get to the second option, but I didn't even dare call it. Yeah, I just went back to what we were running, but they're really paying attention.
Green Bay Phoenix, miserable season finally coming to an end. They fell to Oakland 96-72 in the opening round of the Horizon League tournament last night. Doug Gottlieb's first season in Green Bay ends at 4-28. Wisconsin women's 6'4 junior guard Sarah Williams, a consensus first team All Big Ten and All Defensive Team selection. It's her second first team All Big Ten selection. She's the only member of the first team playing for a below 500 team. Badgers finished 4-14 in the Big Ten. They'll take on Iowa in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament tonight. Badger men back in action tonight with two games left in the Big Ten regular season. They're in Minnesota against the Gophers. The Marquette Golden Eagles on the road at Connecticut tonight. The Packers have a second free agent in the fold, agreeing to a three-year deal with Brandon McManus worth more than $15 million. It includes a $5 million signing bonus. Baseball: Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll play two against the White Sox today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Zilich looks to bring his road course success to the ovals. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
NASCAR Xfinity Series rookie Connor Zilich is coming off his second career win last Saturday at the Circuit of the Americas. Not a big surprise for the road course veteran, who won in his series debut last summer at Watkins Glen. While comfortable on road courses, he is still adapting to the sport's ovals and is looking forward to this weekend in Phoenix, where he finished in the top five last fall.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to learning more on the ovals and getting better there and continuing to improve. You know, Phoenix is next weekend, which is, you know, I finished fourth there in the fall, so there's no reason we can't go out and compete there as well.
The Xfinity Series races at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturday at the 1 mile Phoenix Oval. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Handling livestock can be very stressful. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Lower your anxiety by reducing the stress of your animals through proper handling methods. You'll both feel better as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
keen sense of hearing and a good memory. Loud voices and yelling can scare them more than clanging gates, and they'll remember you the next time you want them to do something. When cattle are calm, they eat better, drink better, and respond better to vaccines. Your stress goes down too. Justin Welsh is a veterinarian with Merck Animal Health. He says the company has a web-based program called Creating Connections, which is a livestock handling training system for anyone from experienced stockmen to new cattle owners.
It will have all the way from safety, like safety around the chute when we're working and processing cattle, cow-calf operations, different aspects of that. We'll do one on horsemanship, one on transportation. And all of these modules, the foundation of those is low stress, easier ways to handle the animals through these processes, and also safety to keep us, the handlers, safe while we're handling them.
A good livestock handler should understand two key principles. The flight zone, or space around an animal, when invaded, will cause them to move away. The second is the point of balance, which is usually the front shoulder. Any pressure in front of that point will cause the animal to stop or back up, and vice versa. When an owner is at the edge of the flight zone and properly balanced, only slight movements are needed to control the animal in a low-stress manner.
As experienced stockmen, you can see the results from a non-scientific standpoint. You can see what's happening in the cattle. They're calmer in the pen. They lay down. They rest better. Their health is oftentimes noticeably better.
The golden rule is slow and quiet, resulting in less stress for you and your animals. You'll find more tips for low-stress livestock handling at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
28 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday, reporting from the Eau Claire Farm Show. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk down a cent at 1758. May, though, up 6 to 1784. June up 8 to 1754. July up 6 at 1787. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, barrels down 2.5 to 170.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 161.5. 2-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.25 to 228.25, one trade. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 118, no trades. And dry whey down 2 to 49, 5 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher today, despite the trade tensions being high right now. But given that live cattle has been trading mostly lower since the market scored a high in late January, it's likely traders believe that the market has enough price correction recently that it doesn't need to endure any more immediate downside pressure. Although feeder cattle markets were pressured earlier in the week, they are now moving mostly higher, due in fact, in part rather, to the higher live cattle markets. The pressure in the lean hog complex experienced yesterday is somewhat put behind as lean hog contracts are moving higher, but the hog complex could likely be sensitive to any trade talks that develop later this week, as a strong export market, especially to Mexico, is crucial for the hog sector. April live cattle up 82 cents to 195.47. June up $1.20 to 191.27. And August up $1.32 to 189.80. March feeder cattle up 72 cents to 274.57. April up 225 to 274.75. And May up 255 to 273.55. April hogs up 282 to 85.17. May up 220 to 87.67. And June up $1.65 to $94.80. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving up mostly higher today as the trade works to ease the oversold conditions. And the trade is also waiting to see if there's any further developments on the trade front. Weekly export sales are expected to be in the 500,000 to 750,000 metric ton range. Soybean futures also moving mostly higher. Meals leading a product complex action today as well. as the trade's working to get the front month back over $10. Now, the South American harvest will continue to move forward as they've been having some positive weather for that. Wheat futures are higher as well, with broad short covering in the contracts, along with sharply weaker dollar adding some support. Moisture is expected to work across the plains with mostly normal to above normal temperatures into mid-month. March corn up 4 to 440, May up 6 to 450, 7.5, July up 5.5 to 460, 4.75, and new crop up 1.75 to 448.5. March beans up 12.75 to 996.75, May up 11 to 1010, July up 9.75 to 1023.5, new crop up 5.25 to 1008.75. Meanwhile, March soybean meal up 670 to 292.60, March soybean oil though down 21 cents to 42.06. Chicago wheat March up 11.5 to 530, May up 12.75 to 594.5. Minneapolis wheat May now up 11.5 to 591.5. Energy markets are lower today. April crude oil down 224 to 66.02, May down 207 to 65.63. Meanwhile, April gas down 8 cents to 211, May down 7 cents to 212. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Keeping your family farming for generations begins now. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Dr. Shannon Farrell, a professor of agricultural economics at Oklahoma State University, spoke recently at CattleCon 2025 about the urgency for farmers to get their affairs in order and to make sure future generations can operate the farm.
The things that we wanted to highlight is, number one, you got to be ready for change because technological innovation is happening and it's happening at a faster rate. So you've got to adapt at a faster rate. We also talked about the fact that we're going to need really unify our industry, unify our families, unify our communities, and reach out to our allies and to our consumers. Make sure that our message is getting out to them, that they understand that we can provide an environmentally sustainable, healthy product for them in 2050. And then last, but certainly not least, that requires us doing the work on our own farms and ranches to make sure that we have a smooth and successful transition of getting that operation from who owns and manages it now to who's going to own and manage it in the year 2050.
There are many reasons to get plans in place as you look to a changing future.
If we're just looking at technological innovation, we live in a world where we can now put 50 billion transistors on a chip. You know, we have all sorts of amazing AI innovations that we can even, you know, apply on our farm. But if you're not adept at adapting to technological change, either you need to do that or you need to start involving young people on your operation that can do that to help you kind of stay ahead of that curve. But the thing, too, is that, you know, as we're trying to get our message out about being environmentally sustainable, we got to have meaningful conversations with folks. And we all know how polarized the communications environment is today. And facts and figures are good if the ground is fertile and ready to receive that seed that we're planting. To get to that point, we just got to sit down and have face-to-face conversations with folks and really try to find where they're coming from, understand their concerns. That makes them more receptive to our story as well.
There are also a lot of financial incentives to get plans ready to go.
$1 trillion of farm wealth that we basically have to transition in the next 20 years because our farmers and ranchers are getting older. And we're getting older at a rate faster than the general population is getting older. So it's not just that all of us are getting older. We really are getting older in farming and ranching. And so we have those facts on the one side. On the other side, we have the fact that one survey pointed out that nearly 64% of our farmers and ranchers don't have any estate planning tools in place. And that is just absolutely a recipe for disaster and for our farms and ranches getting broken apart. And that has implications not just for our farm families, that's got implications for the structure of our industry and for the structure of our rural communities. You really have to move forward with that, and I get that that's scary to folks because nobody wants to contemplate a farm or a ranch or a community or a world without them in it.
Dr. Shannon Farrell of Oklahoma State University. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. President Donald Trump's tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports went live at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday. The 25% tariffs on imports from America's neighbors were joined by an additional 10% duty on Chinese goods, bringing that total to 20%. Reuter says the tariff action launched a new conflict with the top three U.S. trading partners and may interrupt more than $2 trillion in two-way trade. China immediately responded, implementing additional 10 to 15% tariffs on certain U.S. imports and a series of new export restrictions for designated U.S. companies. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Ottawa would respond with immediate 25% tariffs on $21 billion worth of U.S. imports and another $86.2 billion if the tariffs are still in place in 21 days. Tariffs will interrupt a very successful trading relationship, said Trudeau, adding they violate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement that was signed during Trump's first term. Many U.S. agriculture groups reacted to the president's decision to implement those tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Rob LaRue, president of National Farmers Union, says tariffs will have serious consequences for American agriculture. We're already facing significant economic uncertainty, and this only adds to the strain, LaRue said. Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the American Fertilizer Institute, points out that 85% of America's potash comes from Canada. It's an irreplaceable component of modern agricultural production, Rosenbusch said. National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman Jr. said farmers are already facing a troubling economic landscape due to rising input costs and declining corn prices. And we asked the president to quickly negotiate agreements with Mexico, Canada, and China that would benefit America's farmers and address issues important to the U.S., Hartman added. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said tariffs and retaliatory responses will take a role on rural America. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins spoke at Commodity Classic and then announced USDA's plan to distribute the economic and disaster aid passed by Congress last year. The Ag Secretary said the agency completed the necessary reviews and released funds for environmental quality incentive programs, the Conservation Stewardship Program, and the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program. Rollin announced a new economic assistance program called the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. She said Congress gave USDA 90 days to start distributing the first $10 billion in assistance, and they are on track to begin applications on or before March 20th. She said that we are simultaneously working on the rapid implementation of the $20 billion in disaster assistance due to weather conditions that were outside of farmers' control. National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevemer testified during the State of the Livestock Industry hearing before the House Agriculture Committee's Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry. Stevemer has emphasized the need for a federal solution for the problems caused by one state's regulation threatening all of American agriculture, California's Proposition 12. She said it reaches far beyond California's borders to include farmers in other states and even in other countries, she said during testimony. The outcome of Prop 12 defies common sense and creates a patchwork of differing state regulations if Congress doesn't act. National Pork President also said America's 60,000-plus pork producers appreciate House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson addressing Prop 12 in his Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024. The House Ag Committee passed its bipartisan farm bill last year, which included 100% of pork producers' priorities, and National Pork wants it introduced and passed again this year. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich, but you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun... Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6 and pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Active weather continues today in our ag weather forecast with that large winter storm moving through the region. We'll have some heavier snows and some strong winds with blizzard-like conditions across most of the WRDN listing area today. Quiet weather, though, returns Thursday and continues through early next week, and temperatures will gradually trend back above normal by early next week. Winter storm warning continues until 3 o'clock for areas east of the Mississippi River. Blizzard warnings in effect for areas west of the Mississippi River. We'll have snow throughout the day today. Snow accumulation of around 2 inches. Total storm accumulation of anywhere from 2 to 6 inches. Highs in the low 30s. North winds at 20 to 30, gusting to 50. Tonight becoming clear with blowing snow early, lows near 15. Northeast winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs upper 30s. Friday, sunshine, highs mid-30s. Saturday, sunshine, highs upper 30s. For Sunday, sunshine, highs mid-40s. Monday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs mid-50s. And by next Tuesday, sunny, highs upper 50s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down, and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Are turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for, I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold, nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo, the DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. Still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally? We'll find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. The sky's dropping.
tonight's second wind. But we don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Buzzing like a street light, we can leave them all night.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line, the joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boost good boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boot-scoot boogie. Yeah, you go, do si do. Come on, baby, let's go boot-scoot. Whoa, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boot-scoot. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. Haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. She ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
How's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas.
Say we were done in a Baton Rouge college bar. It kinda came out of nowhere, man. I took that one pretty hard. And I had another one in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her. Till it all went black. She stopped texting back, and I finally got the picture. So here's to the armor, so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. Wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybes.
Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me.
And to all those July crushes turning into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then, it happened for a real good reason.
Almost so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. Here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybe. If not for the almost maybe. Wouldn't be no sad songs. Wouldn't be no had enough. Pick yourself up and get to moving on. From the didn't work out, the girls next door and the out there crazies. There wouldn't be no you and me right now if it weren't for the almost maybe. It's to the almost so close, it's over out of the blues. It's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. It's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybes. Not for the almost maybes.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Hold a wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. turn me on and burn me down.
Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Fiery flame, my lips can only speak your name. Just spread my ashes all around. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn. Turn me on and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down.
Thank you.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Been a little shy. I've always been the quiet type till now. And I never let my feelings show. I never let anybody know just how much I was so.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Just over 24 hours after implementing tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China, the Trump administration now signaling it may tweak some of those hikes for some imports, including on autos. ABC's Karen Travers says it comes